Today's daf is daf Yud Ches. So we got to the very top line, Esive, the Gemara is talking about the discussion of the suffix of a person to eat chaylev ashuman, whether it's one chaticha, shtei chatichos, and different reasons. And the Gemara now asks, in the very top, Esive, you have a situation of a woman who was a Yavama, her husband died without children, and then she married the brother-in-law, the Yavam, and then she became pregnant, and she gave birth after 7 months. So the question becomes, is it suffix, because normally you have to wait 3 months before getting remarried, because you don't know how to be mavchin bein baila rishona la baila shenia. But she didn't wait 3 months. And then the child was born, suffix ben tisha la rishon, unclear whether it's 9 months from the first husband, or ben shiva la achon, or was it 7 months from the second husband. So we don't know the status of the child. So the din is, the Mishnah says, Yotzei, they have to get divorced because it's possible that the child came from the first marriage and there is no Yibum in the case of a child from the previous marriage. There'd be an Isser Erva in that case. Vavlad Kasher, but the child, it's a Kasher child. Why is it Vavlad Kasher? Because if the child came from the previous marriage, so the child was from the previous marriage, that was fine. And if the child came from the second marriage, that means the first marriage didn't have a child and they were allowed to get married. So the child, either way, the child is definitely good. We just don't know who the father is. It's just we can't allow them to remain married. And the din is that Chayavim B'Ashim Talai, both the Yavam and the Yavama have to bring the Ashim Talai because it's a suffix whether or not they violate an Isser of Arayos or not. So we see in this case, even though it's E.F. Shalavara, the Isser, still, nonetheless, we see that you're allowed to go ahead and you should bring a carbon Ashim Talai. And this goes against Shitas Rabbi Zeira, who said that the only time you bring an Ashim Talai is if it's a possibility of an Efshel Avar, if you could figure out what's going on. So Gemara says, no, who authored this Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos? It must be none other than Hamani Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that one does bring an Ashim Talai, even if it's a situation where E.F. Shalavar, even though you cannot figure out what the Isser is. Ask the Gemara further, ATV.
Still a Suffolk?
Yeah, it's still a suffix. It's a suffix that's E.F. Shalavari, but it's still a suffix. We don't know. We can't figure out what the status is. So then the Gemara asks, Esive, based on the Mishnah of Maseches Nidadaf Yudalid, Nimtza, let's say they find blood after the husband and wife were at Tashmish, Nimtza al Shalah, they find blood on her bedik, on her cloth, Esyom right away. So Tameim, we assume this Tameh, because if it's Miyad after the Tashmish, we assume that Dam is there during Tashmish, and therefore even the husband is Tameh. V'chayavim mekarbon chatas, they have to bring a chatas for violating this Isser deraisa. And nimitza al shala achazman, if she only finds dam after some time, whatever that shear is, so then tamei safek. We don't know. It's unclear whether or not there is a dam at the time of tashmish, in which case they're pater p'turim in a carbon. B'tani Allah, the Brisa says, although they're pater from the carbon chatas, chayavim b'ashim tali, they have to bring an ashim tali because there's a safek. We don't know whether she was a dam tam, dam neither or not, and therefore they bring an ashim tali. And this situation is also E.F. Shalavara. There's no way to know when there was actual Dam Nida there. So we see, even though the E.F. Shalavara still nonetheless is a Chiv and Ashram Talar. And the Gemara says this as well, this mission of Maseches Nida is also Hamani Rabbi Eliezer, he who says you do bring a carbon Ashram Talar, even if it's E.F. Shalavara Isura. So then the Gemara says, now there's yet a third reason as to why one has to bring the rules when one does or one does not bring an Ashim Talib. Up until this point, we brought the reason of E.F. Shalavara Yisuro, and we also brought the other Svara, which was the Svara of the pasuk says mitzvos versus mitzvahs. But now we're going to bring a third explanation, and that's the Shita of Rav. So Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Amar Rav holds, Hayu lefanov shtei chatichos. You have two pieces of fat. Achas shel chaylev, v'achas shel shuman, v'yachal achas meheni, eat one of them. So you're not sure which one you ate. V'ni yodeh, ezmem achal. Chayv, you have to bring an ashim talay. But let's say you only have chatich achas. There's only one piece of fat in front of you, but you're not sure the status of it, safek shel chaylev, safek shel shuman, v'achal, you go ahead and eat it, you're potter. So what's the reason? Why you pater in the case of a chaticha achas? So Amar Rav Nachman at my time, the Rav, what's the reason? Because the kasavar shtei chatichos ikba isura, this is a very important svar, ikba isura, there is a set iser, meaning when there are two pieces of fat and you know one of them is vada shum and one is vada chelev, though you don't know which is which, but there's a vada iser there. Ikba isura, there's a kavias of an iser that was there, so that could generate an ashram tali if you don't know if you got the iser. But a situation where there's a chaticha achas, where there's only one, lo kava isura, the iser wasn't set. You don't know if this one chaticha is shuman and mutter or it's chaylev. And since there isn't a vade iser in front of you, that cannot generate a ashram tali. That's the svar of Rav about ikba isura. So my ika, what's the nafkamina bein ikba yisurah, the svar we just brought in the name of Rava, l'shiefshar l'var yisurah, the svar of earlier, that you need a situation where you have to be efshar l'var at the yisur. So the Gemara explains, ika b'nai, the nafkamina is as follows. Kagon shayu l'fanav shei chatichos, there's two pieces of fat in front of you. Achas shel chelev v'achas shel shuman, uva obed kochav, megoy comes ahead, v'yachas v'yishon, he eats the first one. So now, va yisal, now yid comes, v'achol, there's only one in front of him, v'achol etzashni, he eats the second one. So the Rav, according to Rav, who's based on mitzvos, leka, mitzos, be'idna, de'achol yisrael. The moment the Yisrael ate, there was only one chaticha. There weren't two chatichas. So according to Rav, it's not mitzvos, it's mitzvahs, and therefore you're pater from a nashim taler. And the Rebbe Zera, who says all about Efshalavar Yisura, well, when the Yisrael, when the Yid ate it, it was Efshalavar Yisura. There's only one piece of meat that was left, one fat that was there. It's Efshalavar Yisura, and therefore he also holds that you're not chayva carbon asham. But the Rav Nachman, this last var we just brought, ikva Yisura. Since there was a moment, we don't care whether when the moment the Yid ate it, it was there. But since even before the Goy was there, there are two fats. One was Asa, one was Mutter. And there was definitely Ikva Yisur at that time. So then, even when the Yid eats it later on, when only one is left, that's still considered Ikva Yisura and would be Chayiv, an Ashim Taler. And now the Gemara brings the same Mishnah's questions we just brought above. So we'll run through this quickly. Esive, Rav or Rav Nachman. Now they challenge Rav Nachman, the Shita of Rav, that's all about Ikva Yisur. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, he holds a koi, one of these animals, we don't know if it's a chai or a behema. The din is that a behema's chaylev is aser, a chai is chaylev is mutter, so the guy eats the chaylev of a koi. You don't know whether it was a behema or a chai, we don't know the status of it. The din is chayavim al chelbo ashim tali. Since it's a safek, you bring an ashim tali. So Gemara says, so how could this be? There wasn't an ikbe di surah, there wasn't a vade iser, it was maybe aser, maybe mutter. So Rabbi Eliezer lo boy kivyusa liyusura. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold to the svar, so he doesn't hold the svar, and that's why he doesn't have a problem. But according to Rav Nachman, Eina Chanami, one would not bring an ashim taloi in the case of a koi. Eisebe the Gemara asks further. Safek ben tisha le rishona o ben shiva le achrona. You don't know the father of the child, whether it's from the first marriage or the second marriage. And Yotze, you have to have them get divorced. Vavlad kosher, the child is permitted nonetheless. V'chayavim b'ashem tali. The yavam and yavamah must bring an ashem tali. And here as well, there's no ikve isura. We don't know. It was either vade mutter, vade aser. But it wasn't a vade isra that was there. And the Gemara says, who authored this? This is Hamani. Rabbi Eliezer authored this mission yavamos, who is the one who holds, who does not hold of ikve isura. And yet again, ask the Gemara, Esive, Nims al Shalal, they find blood on his part, on his bidika, Tamem, they're both Tame, because it only could have gotten there from her. And Chayavim Makarbon Chatas. Im Nims al Shalal, so they find it on her side immediately, so then Tamem, the Chayavim Karbon, they have to bring a Karbon Chatas. But Nims al Shalal, if they find on her bidika, the Achazman after a few moments, so then it's a case of Tamem Misafik, Uptur Min a Karbon, of that means a Karbon Chatas, but Tani Allah, they're Chayavim Ashim Taler. So, Ishik, he didn't respond. In this case, Rav Nachman didn't respond. Labasa Dinafik, after Rava left and pounding Rav Nachman with questions, so Amar, Rav Nachman said, my time alo Amrile, why did he was talking to himself? Why didn't I say the Hamani Rabbi Meir? Why didn't I say this is Rabbi Meir Shita? Dilo Bai Kvyusa li Yisur. Apparently Rabbi Meir holds. He doesn't require Ikba di Yisura, so I could have just answered him that way. The Sani, the Brisa says, Hashochet Ashim Tali Bechutz. A guy is Shechs and Ashim Tali Bechutz. Rabbi Meir is Mechayiv for Shchut Aschutz. We know you can't bring Kachim and Chutz outside the base of Migdash. You're Chayiv Karis for doing so. So an Ashim Tali, you're Chayiv as well, according to Rabbi Meir. Even though it's possible that the guy's not really Chayiv and Ashim Tali in the first place, because maybe he never did Navera, so it should really be Chulin and you could Shech Chulin Bechutz. Still, nonetheless, even though there's a Safek, Rabbi Meir holds you're Chayiv. And Chachamim say you're potent in this case because since there isn't a vade iser, so therefore you're potter because you don't know if the Ashim Tali is really a kachim animal or a chulim. But Rabbi Meir holds, even though there's no ikba yisura, it's still chayiv according to Rabbi Meir. So like Rav Nachman was like hitting himself in the head. Why didn't I answer? This is Rabbi Meir who says you're still chayiv in the case of even though there's no ikba yisura. So then the Gemara says, why is Rav Nachman asking about Rabbi Meir? V'amai le'malei de Rabbi Eliezer, where did Rabbi Meir come from? We know Rabbi Eliezer already learns the din, that he doesn't require ikba yisura, and yet you're still chayiv and ashram tali. Why is he going on to bring Rabbi Meir? And the Gemara says, because ha'ka mashmalan, the Rabbi Meir b'shitas Rabbi Eliezer kai. So it seems that Rav Nachman just he just lost his train of thought. He wasn't able to respond back to Rav Nachman, to Rava's questions. But Ein Hachanami, he could have answered that last mission of Nida, when it was found on her after time, it was a Safik, Asham Talai. Even though it wasn't Ikba Isura, you're still chayv to bring in Asham Talai, either because of Shita's Rabbi Eliezer, or now we learned also Shita's Rabbi Meir is in that same camp that doesn't require Ikba Isura for Karban Asham Talai.
By Asham Talai, Makrovit Pachutz. So what's the problem? That you know what kind of behemoth it is. It's not.
No, but you can't do Shechitas Kachim Pachutz. So Asham Talai is supposed to go inside the base of Migdash. You brought it outside the base of Migdash. That's a violation of Shechut Echutz.
Right, so it's a Vade.
No, it's not Vade, because the suffix is, if the guy was never Chayiv and Asham Talai in the first place, So then it's really a Chulin animal, it's not really Kachim.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what the understanding is, yeah. So then the Gemara says, Amar, Rav Nachman, yeah. No, we don't know. We don't know, but so we have to be Machmir. But at the same time, since we don't know, if he does it outside, we shouldn't mechayv him Issacharis for doing it, because it might not be chayv in the first place. So we can't figure it out, unless somehow they figure out retroactively what he had done. So maybe in that case, someone could eat it. I wonder. I don't know. I mean, if a guy shechs Ashim Tali B'chutz, mistakenly, and they found out afterwards that the guy actually was never chayv in the first place, he ate Shuman, maybe you could eat the Ashim Tali B'chutz. I don't know. Not sure.
Yeah, could be.
I'm not sure. I don't know how far we take that to really be chulim. Okay, then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Chaticha Safek Shel Chaylev, Safek Shel Shuman. You have one piece of fat. You don't know if it's Chaylev, you don't know if it's Shuman. V'achlan, a person goes ahead and eats it. The din is, this is Banu L'machlokas Rabbi Eliezer, V'chachamim. So even though Rav holds that a person doesn't have to bring a carbon Ashim Talay and one chaticha, Rav holds you need to have two chatichos, but one chaticha doesn't require Ashim Talay. He says it really depends on Shitas Rabbi Eliezer Chacham. Who's Rabbi Eliezer Chachamim? So we'll see just in a few moments that Rabbi Eliezer holds that a person is able to make a nedava of an Ashim Talay any day. Even though he never violated an Isser, you can make a Nidava. So if I wanted, I can make a Nidava of a carbon Ola any day I want, a regular carbon Ola. He says, not only an Ola, I can even take an Ashim Taloi and say, I'm making a Nidava, I'm dedicating an Ashim Taloi to the base of Migdash. Why? The understanding is because everyone has a Suffolk, always. Even though I may not know of a Suffolk, there is a Suffolk I violated an Isser sometime along the way. So you can make Nidavos of Ashim Taloi. And Chachamim say, no, you can't. Unless you know for sure you got yourself into a Suffolk. But if you don't know that you got yourself into a Safek, you can't just make a Nadava of an Ashim Talit. So what does this mean? So the Gemara explains. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Ma'ir Yoki Achla, why does Rabbi Eliezer say only if you ate Chaylev, so then even though Rav holds that eating Chaylev itself doesn't, one chaticha, doesn't warrant an Ashim Talay, Rabbi Eliezer says you could miss Nadev an Ashim Talay anyways. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't need it eating, even without, I feel low achlanami. On a regular Sunday morning, I could say I'm bringing Ashim Talay even though I didn't eat a thing. The Hatanan, the Mishnah tells us later on in the Masechta, Rabbi Eliezer Omer miss Nadev Adam Ashim Talay b'choyo. So why does Rav say only if you ate it, does Rabbi Eliezer allow you to make an Adava of bringing Ashim Talay? So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, because we're understanding that Rabbi Eliezer Aliba de Baba ben Buta, that Rav Nachman is explaining Shitas Rabbi Eliezer within the world of Baba ben Buta. What's Baba ben? Who's Baba ben Buta? What does he say? The Tan, the Mishnah later on, we're going to see in a week from today or so, that he says you could bring a Ashim Talay in any single day of the year except for Yom Kippurim, because Yom Kippur wipes out all sveikos that a person has his entire life. He wipes it out. And Ella Omer Law, we say, Hamtin Achet Tikarnes Lebeis HaSafik. He says, wait till you get to some level of Safik. So here as well, that Rabbi Eliezer says, you can't just make a Nedava just out of nowhere. You have to do some Maisa, something, like eating something, or to have to create some Safik. So according to, therefore, even though really Mikadin, you don't have to bring an Ashim Talay when you eat a one piece of fat. Rabbi Eliezer says, you're allowed to if you want to as well. Where Chachamim say, no, you're not allowed to. With one chaticha, even though you don't know if that chaticha, Shuman, or Chaylev, that's not a reason to bring an Ashim Talay. Only when you're chayiv, when you have two chatichas, could you bring it. But one, you're not chayiv, and you're not even allowed to bake an adava. While Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you need to have a makom safek, and eating a fat, whether it's safek Shuman, safek Chaylev, that is enough of a reason to make an adava of bringing an Ashim Talay. So Gemara now says in the bottom of Yud Chesem and Aleph here, Tanur Abana. The Brisa says, Hayulufan of Shtei Chatichos, you have two pieces of fat, Achas, Shashuman, Achas, Shashay, Chalev, Ba Yisrael of Achas, Arishon. A Yid comes and eats the first one, and then Ba Ovid Kochabim, Achas, Ashnir, and then the Goy eats the second one. So the Goy is not relevant in this case, the Chai. The Yisrael is Chai because when he ate his fat, it was two pieces of meat in front, two pieces of fat in front of him. He's Chai in that case. That's a clear case. V'chein Kelev, even if a Kelev ate the second piece, V'chein Orev, or a Raven ate the second piece, all those situations, since the moment the Yid ate the fat, both fats were in front of him, he's chayiv, regardless of what happened to the second piece of fat. But let's say, Ba'ovid Kochavim, V'achas Arishona. The Goy ate the first fat, and then Ba Yisrael, V'achas Ashnir, then the Yid ate the second fat, and when the Yid ate it, there's only one fat in front of him, in that case he's Pater, because that's the case of Chaticha Achas. Rabbi is Mechai. Rabbi says you're Chai because he holds that you do bring an Ashim Tali even if it's a case of just one Chaticha. So that's a Machlokas when one Chaticha. Then the Mishnah says, the Brisa says, Ochel Esi Yishonu B'Shogig. Let's say the Yid eats the first one B'Shogig, which warrants a Chayiv Chatas. The Shnia, Ashim Tali rather, there's a Shnia, then he ate the second one, he was well aware that there was a Tzafik, he ate it anyways, B'mezid, he's Chayiv on the first one, but he's Pater in the second one because you're not Chayiv on Mezid, and you're also not chayiv on just one Chaticha. But let's say the case is he ate Rishona Mezid. He ate the first piece of fat b'mezid, and the Shnia, the second one, he ate b'shogeg, he's pater in both cases. The reason is because the first one he's pater because he did b'mezid. You don't bring a carbon on a Mezid. And the second one he's pater is because there's only one Chaticha at the time, so therefore you're pater as well. Rabbi Meir is Mechayiv and Ashim Tali in the eating the second one, because the second one, even though there's only one Chaticha at the time, he holds you bring an Ashim Tali even in a situation of a Chaticha Achas. Let's say Achal Shneim B'Mezid. Let's say he ate both of them B'Mezid, the din's Pater, because again, you don't bring a carbon on that which is Mezid. But let's say he ate Achlam Shneim, eats both of them B'Shogeg. Say two people eat them, each one, each B'Shogeg. The din is Shneim Chayavim. They're both going to be Chayiv and Ashim Tali. Why? Hashani, the second one who brings it, lo minadin, he doesn't really have to bring one. Because after the first guy ate it, and then Shimon comes along, eats the second one, when Shimon ate, there's only one chaticha in front of him. And one chaticha of Safik is not enough of a reason to be mechayev a carbon, asham. So the Gemara explains, why does Hashani bring one? Hashani, lo minadin, he doesn't bring it, mikadin, he really shouldn't be bringing an asham taler. Elish im ata omer patev, you say the second guy who ate the safek case doesn't have to bring, he's patev from the Ashim Talay. Kavates rishonim bechatas. So then what's going to happen is, people are going to say that the reason why the second guy's patev is because he ate Shuman. And then you're going to assume that the first guy ate the vade chelev, and then the first guy is going to end up bringing chatas instead of bringing Ashim Talay. And since it's confusing, so we say, let them both bring Ashim Talay, this way just to be certain that the first guy brings him Ashim Talay. So the Gemara says, wait a second, who authored this Brice? Umanu. E Rebbe, if you're going to say that Rebbe is the one who authored this Brice, Minadin, this last piece about the two guys eating both B'shogeg, Minadin, Minadin who? They should both have to bring an Ashim Talay, because Rebbe holds that even a Safik and a Chaticha Achas brings an Ashim Talay. So both Rishon and Shani should have to Minadin bring a carbon Ashim Talay. So it's Vada, not according to Rebbe, this last piece. If it's Rabbanan, so then the concern is Mishim Delo Nikva Rishon Rishon Mechatas. So we don't think that the Rishon guy actually has to bring a Chatas. Name Alei the Sheni Icy Chulun Lazara. So we're going to tell the second guy, really according to Chachamim, the second guy who eats just one Chaticha in front of him, he's really not Chayav a carbon anymore because it's only one Chaticha. So we say, you know what? You should go ahead and bring a carbon anyways, which is not really chayvin, which in essence is a mivin chulun le'azara. So we're going to tell the second guy to bring chulun le'azara, violate an iser, just so that the first guy, should it be ensured he should bring the ashim tala instead of the chatas? That's a very strange say. We don't say do an iser to help another guy do a mitzvah. So Gemara explains, Amar Rav Ashi, going on to Amud Beis now, Rabbi Eliezer. This is Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Says, no, the second guy, he could bring a carbon ashim tala. There's nothing lost. Because the Amar Misnadiv Adam Ashim Tali B'Choyom, a person if he wants can make a nedava. So we tell the second guy, do us a tova, do the first guy a tova, make a nedava and bring him Ashim. Even though you don't have to bring an Ashim Tali, make a nedava to bring an Ashim Tali. This way, no one thinks that the first guy has to bring a chatas. And Hilkach, therefore, Aminale, we say to him, I see Ashim Tali V'Asne. Bring an Ashim Talay, make a Tanai. Iachal Rishon Shuman. If the first guy ate Shuman, so I ate Chaylava. Who Achal Chaylava the heavy kapar? Let it be a kapar for me. Vilo, if the first guy didn't eat Shuman, meaning he ate Chaylava, so then Levei Nadava, it's going to simply be a Nadava. And that's how the Gemara ends off.
You always say that. make a tanai.
You can't make a tanai if you don't hold a Rabbi Eliezer, though. If you don't have a Rabbi Eliezer, you can't make a nedava on Ashram Talai. Only works if you allow an Ashram Talai to be brought as a nedava. But if you don't allow for it, so then what's the other side?
You can't say that this Ashram Talai is...
If it's not...
On if I sinned...
And if it's not, if I didn't sin, then what is it?
Then it's a nedava.
No, but you can't make a nedava on an Ashram Talai, though. It has to be an ola. It's a different type of carbon. On an ola, I could bring an ola. If I'm chayva, I say, let the ola be from a kapara. Right. If it's not, I'll make it a nedava. But the same ola that's serving. But an Ashram Talai to serve as a kapara and also serve as a nedava, that only works for Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Others don't allow an Ashram Talai to be brought as a nedava. The Gemara now brings a brisa, Tanur Rabbanan. Achal Safik Chelev. The guy eats a piece of fat that's Safik, whether it's Chelev or not. V'nodulo, then he becomes aware that he ate actual Taka Chelev he ate. And then Safik Chelev again, he has the same problem, another piece of fat he's not sure about. V'nodulo, then he becomes aware it was Taka Chelev. So they didn't, he was aware that it became a Safik Chelev, rather. He didn't know it was Vaday, he became aware that it was a Safik Chelev. So Rabbi Omer, Omer Ani, Rabbi says, I hold Kishem Shem Mevi Chatas or Kolachas Ve'achas. Just like a person has to bring a carbon chatas in each din, each yisur he violates, each achila. It's Kach Mevi Ashram Talay or Kolachas Ve'achas. So too on each achila of a safek, you have to bring an Ashram Talay. Comes along Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer. They all hold. Ein Mevi El Ashram Talay Echad is enough to bring one, even though there are different yedios in between the sveikos. You only bring one Ashram Talai based in apostolic. It says Shenemar Ashigasa Ashishagog. On Ishiga that Afila Ashigos Harbi, even if there are multiple Shkogos, Einuchayv El Achas. So again, it's a situation where he doesn't know if it was Chalev or not. He just became aware that it was a Suffolk Chalev. He ate Suffolk Chalev multiple times. So according to Rebbe, you bring multiple Ashram Talais, just like by Achatas. And according to Rebbe Yosef Ben Yehuda and the others, you bring just one Ashram Talai. So Gemara then says, Amar Rebbe Zeira. Rebbe Zeira says, Kan Shana Rebbe, here Rebbe taught us that Yedio Safek Mechalkos Lechatos. The din is that, let's say in the end, you found out that you ate Vavdei Chalef. So then you have to go back and go ahead and bring multiple Chatos. So that's the situation. The guy eats Chalef A and Chalef B. Now he doesn't know that either one is Chalef yet, he knows they're both Safek. He ate Chalef A, I just found out this is Safek Chalef. I just found that's Safek. So now he brings two carbon Ashram. But let's say he becomes aware afterwards that they're both Vadei Chalevs. Does he have to bring two Chatals now or one? Because when it comes to Chatas normally, a Yediyah Vadei breaks up a Chatas. When I did an Isser, I ate Chalev, I know I did Chalev. I ate another Isser Chalev and I know I ate it. When there's a Yediyah Vadei, that's able to break up Karbanos Chatas. But here what broke up A and B was a Safek Yediyah. You became aware that there's a Safek of a Chalev, but not a Vadei Chalev. You only found a Vadei Chalev at the end was there a very clear Yediyah. But there wasn't a Yediyah Vadei in between each case. So we learn from Shitas Rebbe that even though the A and B Chalevs were broken up only by Yediyah Safek, by being aware of there being a Safek, that's enough to, in the end, if he knows he ate Chalev for both cases, that was enough of the Yediyah to require two Chatals for both of his violations. That goes up against Shitas Rava, or Rava Amar, no, Ein Yediyos Safek Michalkos Lechatos. The fact that he had a Yediya of there was a Safek Chalev, that's not enough of a reason to have to bring separate Karbanos, Chatos, when he realizes later that they were both Chalev Vandai. So Ella Hachikatani. The way you read the discussion above for Shitas Rebbe is Kishem, just even though Rebbe above had this equation, just like by Chatos they're breaking up, so too by Ashram Talai they're broken up. No, that far is Kishem Shema Hayasalo Yediya Vadai. If there's a Vadai Yediya, meaning there's a Yediya that you knew you did in Isser Chalev, and you're maybe Chatas Achas, Akolachas Viachas, you have separate Chatos for Vadai Yediyos. Kach, so too, the parallel case is, though slightly different, Im Hayisalo Yediya Safek, maybe Ashram Taloy Al Achas Viachas. The Yediya Safek is enough of a Yediya to break up Ashram Taloy's. But Yediya Safek is not enough of a reason to warrant separate Chatos, according to Rava. So that's the machlok, is whether Yediya Safek are able to be Mechayiv multiple Chatos or not multiple Chatos. So Amalei Abayi says, Vat lo tisbura, you don't hold this way. The idea of safek mechalkos achatos. You don't hold that a idea of a safek is enough reason to bring a chatos. Because if you were to hold idea safek ein mechalkos, that an awareness of a doubt doesn't break up a chatos, the chatas achas maybe, and just bring one chatas on all the different yedios sveikos. So how am I? Am I maybe asham taloi al kol achas v'achas? How could you bring an asham taloi on multiple yedios safek? V'hatanya, there's the Baraita tell us the rule, kol shadavar, kol shechalukin v'chatos, chalukin v'ashamos. Meaning whatever is a reason to break up chatos is the same reason to break up ashamos. So if you're now going to tell me yedios sveikos, knowing I had a doubt, and then knowing I had another doubt, doesn't break up multiple chatos, that also shouldn't break up asham taloi's. Because the Mishnah says there's an equation between the two. So Amar Le Rava Bar Chanan Le Abayi Ulididach, the Amar says, you who hold Yediyos Safek Mechalkos L'Chataos, and according to your opinion who holds that an awareness of a Safek does break up multiple Chataos, El Miata, according to you, a little tricky this next Svara, Achal Kazayis Chelil Fnei Yom HaKippur. You eat a piece of fat before Yom Kippur, U'Kazayis Chelil V'Achar Yom HaKippur, and you eat another piece of fat after Yom Kippur. And you ate them with both Behelim Achas, meaning you were unaware that sinned in between the eatings. But it happens to be the time frame was broken up by Yom Kippur in between. The Yom HaKippur b'makom Ashram Tali Kai. And we know Yom Kippur stands in the place of Ashram Tali, in which Yom Kippur is mechaper for all suffix of errors that you had in the past. So therefore, Yom Kippur, even though you don't know, Yom Kippur is somewhat of a objective awareness. Even though you don't really know, it breaks it up because it wipes out, it cleans your slate from all the sveikos before him. So that does differentiate between the Ashram Taloi pre-Yom Kippur and the Ashram Taloi post, even though you don't really know that what took place. So, Hachanami, the Mevishtei Chatamos. So if you're going to say that Yom Kippur is able to break up an Ashram Taloi, because Yom Kippur is a Yediyah Safek here, so too are you going to tell me that if the guy becomes aware after Yom Kippur is over that he actually ate Chelev V'Adai both cases? Are you going to tell me he has to bring two chatos for those two eatings? This is all with one helam. There's all one absent-mindedness of not knowing that he ate chalev at all. So it's hard to say you could bring two chatos if it's all one helam. Even though Yom Kippur broke up the Ashram Taloi, it's not enough to break up a chatos. So it's a little bit tricky. You have to probably read that back inside to really appreciate what's going on here. So the Amale Abai says back to him now, Uman Lemalan Yom HaKippur Mechaper Al Dilo Misyada. Whoever said that? Maybe Dilma Vud Misyada Le? Who says Yom Kippur is Mechaper on that which they don't know about? Who says it's Mechaper on an Ashram Tala that he was unaware about? Maybe Yom Kippur is only Mechaper on that which he does know about. So Amale Rava Tarda, which means Shota, Rava says you missed a clear Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah Masech HaShavuos, the very first Mishnah, it's a very long Mishnah there in Daf Beis, Hoda v'lo Hoda Tanam. The Mishnah says that Yom Kippur is mechaper for all sveikos, whether he knew about the suffix or even if he didn't know about the suffix. So that's not a question. So he erased that away quickly. Ikadami, others say, Amrle Rava Bar Chanan L'Abaye, Ma'ilu asks a different question. Ma'ilu, Achal Kazayis Chelev V'Shachres B'Yom HaKippurim, V'Kazayis Chelev B'Mincha B'Yom HaKippurim. The guy eats fat in the morning, a Kazayis in the morning of Yom Kippur. He eats another piece of fat in the afternoon, Yom Kippur. So the din is, there's all in one helam. He was unaware the entire time. And then after Yom Kippur, he was told that he actually ate Chelev V'Adai. So Hachanami, we're going to say, D'Mechayiv Sheikha Tos, how could that be? I mean, even though Yom Kippur was able to wipe out in between the safek of the chelev, but in the end of the day, it's all one helam, and even though it could generate a breakup of Ashram Talos, it's not able to break up Shtei Chatos. So Amar Lei Abaye, Abaye says back, Uman Leimolan, who says Yom Kippur is called Shaita Mechaper? Who says Yom Kippur is Mechaper every single second? I mean, you have to eat chelev first one, Yom Kippur is Mechaper for the chelev in the morning. Then he eats chelev in the afternoon, it's Mechaper for that one. Who said Yom Kippur is Mechaper every few seconds? Dilma kul yom ha-mirarsa. Maybe Yom Kippur only from the evening. When Yom Kippur starts, it only erases all the previous sins of the year. But who says Yom Kippur is mechaper on averus done Yom Kippur itself? Maybe it's not true. Maybe Yom Kippur is not mechalik between the chalif in the morning and the chalif in the afternoon. And he says back to him the same insult he said earlier, Amalei Rava Bar Chanan Tarda is shote. Tanan, the Mishnah in Masech HaShavuos clearly tells us, Harei Shebal Yado Safek Avera, B'Yom HaKippur. When the guy violates the Safek Avera on Yom Kippur itself, Afilu Im Chashecha, even with the sunset, Pater, he's Pater from Ashram Taloi, because Shekol HaYom Mechaper, the entire day of Yom Kippur, is Mechaper for all the Averos that take place even on Yom Kippur itself. So then the Gemara asks the question, Meisiv, Rav Idi Bravin, Achal V'Shasa, the guy eats and drinks in Yom Kippur, Behel Ma'achas, and one forgetting, he's only chayiv just once.
V'ha b'in achil l'shtiyah, yefshad d'lo havi shalos b'yom l'yiz misyadele.
It's impossible. Between the eating and the drinking, there's definitely a few moments of time where the guy was aware there's Yom Kippur. So therefore, v'chi perla, and yet the Yom Kippur is mechaper and achila. Yom Kippur b'malkom Ashram Tali Kai. And it stands for Ashram Tali, the Yom Kippur is mechaper for all sveikos. V'katani, and it says further, Eino chai v'la achas. Now, v'sakadaitich, if you were to think, Yedio savik mechalkos l'chatos, l'chai v'shai chatos. So the case is, he ate and drank b'safik. So now, if he ate and drank b'safik, so then Yom Kippur is mechaper, Yom Kippur is mechaper for all Ashram Tolois. So now, since it breaks up, there was an eating, and then Yom Kippur is mechaper eating. Then he drank, Yom Kippur is mechaper. So in regards to Ashram Tolois, those are two separate dinim. So if we're going to make a parallel that just like Yediyas Sveikos are mechalic between Ashram Tolois, they should also be mechalic between Chatos. So in this case, he should be chayv two Chatos for the eating and for the drinking. Why is there one Chatos here? So Amri, they say back to him, Ki Amar Rabbi Zeir, and Rabbi Zeir said his din, that Yediyos Safek are Mechalkos L'chatos, that was only the Shita of Rabbi above. But HaRabbanhi, the Mishnah here in Maseches Yuma, is according to the Rabban who hold that Yediyos Sveikos is not Mechalik L'chatos. The Gemara says, wait a second, Rabbi holds of Yediyos Safek is Mechalkos, but with the Sefer Rabbi he, but from the fact that the Sefer of that Mishnah is Rabbi, doesn't that imply the Reish is also Rabbi? How do we see the Sefer of that Mishnah of Yuma about eating and drinking Yom Kippur, where you bring one chatas, how do we see the seifa is a Rebbe? It says, the katani, shasat sir o murias pater. The guy eats some of the brine or some of the oil, fish oil, he's pater. Ha chometz, but if he eats some of the vinegar, he's chayv. Humani, who holds your chayv for eating the drinking the chometz? It shitas Rebbe, he detanya, chometz ain meshiv as hanefesh. A person who eats or drinks vinegar in Yom Kippur, he's not chayv, because it doesn't satisfy a person. No one likes vinegar, but Rebbe Omer, Omer ani chlomitz meshiv is a nefesh, that vinegar can satisfy the person. So now the fact that the sefer the Mishnah says you're only potter if you eat sir or murias, which implies eating chometz, you'd be chayv. That she does Rebbe. He says you're chayv for eating chometz. Umid the sefer Rebbe doesn't that imply even the reishis nami Rebbe, and therefore since the reishis says you only chayv one chatas, doesn't that indicate that yediyos safek are not mechalkos by chatos? I mean, they say no. Sefer is Rebbe, Reisha Rabban, and we're able to say that there are different sections of the Mishnah. Although the Sefer might be Shitas Rebbe, who holds the Chometz is Chayv on Yom Kippur, the Reisha is Rabbanan, who hold that Yediyah Safek ain Mechalkos L'Chatos. And the Gemara says, Mesiv Rava asks further, Acha Yom, the guy eats today a half a prut of a hektish. We know when it comes to eating hektish, or getting benefit from a hektish, to violate me'ilu, you have to have a full pruta. So this is a situation where he broke it up in parts. So one day one, he ate half a pruta, that's not enough to be mechayev me'ila. But achal amacha, the next day, he ate the other half, and you can combine the two together. Now he ate a full pruta, he's chayev me'ila. And nana hayom, he's got hana today from some other eating, not eating, some other benefit outside of eating. And nana lamacha, he was nana the other half of pruta the next day. Where achal yom v'nana lamacha, you could combine achila with other types of hana. Oh, nana hayom v'achal lamacha, all the different permutations. V'afilu mikan v'ad shalosh shanim, it could take place from over the course of 3 years. You don't normally, even though normally you have to have a din of k'dechlias pras, that you have to have a shir of an iser of eating within a few minutes, there's a special exception by me'ila, you could combine an iser from 15 years ago, half a pruta, to half a pruta 15 years later. And the din is minayin, how do you know shame, it's starfin zem, zeh, how do you know you can combine two half a prutas that are so distant from each other? Tamaloma, the Pasuk says, timo mal, the double ashen riba, to include all me'ilas, we're able to mitzarif this shirim, even though they're so far apart from each other. So asks the Gemara, really over the course of 3 years, mikan v'ad shalosh shalom, you can combine 3 years of chatzi prutas? V'amai ha kippur kippur la yom kippur. Isn't yom kippur mechaper for all these dinim in between? So how could you say that, again, it's a situation of a suffix where he wasn't aware, so isn't yom kippur mechaper? So over the course of 3 years, there's certainly one, two, if not three yom kippurs that he experiences. So shouldn't that wipe clean all the sveikos of chatzi prutas of me'ila prior to this? So Amri, they say, no, ki mechaper yom kippurim al isura al mamona lo mechaper. Yom Kippur is only mechaper on Isurim, Yardaya topics, but not Choshe Mishpa topics. If I owe someone money, that doesn't wipe away my obligation monetarily. If I ate Pasa B'chalav accidentally or as a suffix, that's Yom Kippur's mechaper, but it's not mechaper on any financial obligations. And since it's a financial obligation that I owe to the Beis Hamikdash when benefiting from Me'ila, that Yom Kippur has no impact. If for that reason, you're able to mitzarif over the course of a number of years in Yom Kippur has no impact on that outstanding obligation. Eboy, same alternative. The Gemara suggests, and we'll finish here, Mechaper Yom Kippurim Al kula shiur. Yom Kippur only is mechaber that which is the person did a full iser. A guy did an iser, you wipe it off. But when a person does al palga di shiur, half a shiur, lo mechaper, that wasn't significant enough. It was almost as if Yom Kippur didn't acknowledge it, so it's actually more of a chumrah. It stands there outlasting until another half approved to match up with it, and then a person would be chayiv the iser milah. So we'll stop here because his next piece carries deep into the next stuff, and we'll continue mitzvah Hashem. Tomorrow, everyone have a wonderful day. That's worse than